Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker, along with the grand domo of all things for the Press Box, Gene McLean. Mr. McLean, happy March Madness, soon to be April Gladness, on the way to the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs.
We got a lot of things to be happy about. Look forward to the sunshine shining bright on this old Kentucky home, and look forward to a great weekend prepping us for the Oaks and the Derby.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start down south, and let's see. Serengeti Empress, solid favorite in the TwinSpires.com Fairground Oaks, mile and a 16th.
Yeah, Buzzy, this is a great race prepping for the Kentucky Oaks, and you've got one of the top contenders, I think, for both the Fairgrounds Oaks and the Kentucky Oaks in here in Serengeti Empress. She has only lost twice in her six career starts, and ironically enough, or strangely enough, or maybe neither one, she didn't make the lead in either one of those two starts.
Okay.
She won her maiden first time out, then came back into Schuylerville. A little quick for Tom Amos to bring her back when she was a two-year-old. Didn't make the lead in the Schuylerville and subsequently did not win that race. She then wheeled off two wins in a row by a combined 32 lengths in those two wins, and then ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies and, again, didn't make the lead and then didn't run very well. She came back and made the 19 debut in the Grade 2 Rachel Alexandra, Buzzy, and was put on the lead, and she just cruise controlled it. I mean, won by 4.5. It could have been by 10.5. It could have been anything she wanted it to be. And then talking with Tom a little bit, Buzzy, he just said this filly is one of those that wants to go as fast as she can, as far as she can, and you're better off just quit trying to coach her and just let natural talent take its course.
Well, okay, so this seems simple enough. I certainly wouldn't know how to train a horse or anything, but it just seems to be that the whole deal is getting her to the front, and the question is who in this field might try to prevent her from getting up front.
Well, you know, you look at the field, and while it's got some really good horses in it, I just don't see anything, quite honestly. The horse that I thought that may be able to press her on the front end is a horse that Peter Urton was bringing in from California. They're going to not come, and that would be Slew Good to Be True.
Right.
I think they entered in this race just simply because they didn't know what was happening on the West Coast. I think they're going to stay home. That horse, I think, could possibly or potentially could have pressed her, her being Serengeti Empress on the front end. If you're looking at horses that could potentially kind of push her or make her run out there a little bit, there's a horse coming in from Tampa Bay named Sweet Diane, trained by Michael Stidham. She ran third in the Suncoast Stakes at Tampa in her last start. She kind of tired at the end of that one after kind of pushing the pace a little bit. Trained, like I said, by Stidham, ridden by Joe Bravo, who's a great talent in judging pace and speed, and I think a really good hand at riding here at the Fairgrounds, although he hasn't ridden here much this year. But, you know, I just don't see anything, quite honestly, Buzzy. The one horse Speedette, aptly named, may be able to break on top from that one hole, but, you know, she's shipping in only having broke her maiden and had done that the last three races on the grass. So if Serengeti breaks well, I think she will go right to the front with James Graham in the irons, and I think we'll be able to set the pace and the speed fractions that she is comfortable with.
Okay, so that's a look at the, again, it's the Grade 2, mile and a 16th, $400,000 TwinSpires.com Fairground Oaks, which will go off at 5:44 Eastern Time over the dirt. Okay, so let's go from there, and let's take a look at, I believe we've got a field of 11 going to the post. 11 sophomores have been set for the fairgrounds' 106th running of the Grade II $1 million TwinSpires.com Louisiana Derby.
Yeah, Buzzy, and there's another horse that or race where you're going to have a prohibitive favorite, in my opinion. In this case, it will be War of Will, breaking from the six hole for Mark Cassie. Tyler Gaffleon, who's ridden him the last three times, will be making the trip over from Florida to ride War of Will. We've talked about him before. Obviously, bred for the grass by Warfront out of Sadler's Wells Mare. Ran four times on the turf. Ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Ran fifth in that race, but never won. And suddenly, Mark Cassie said, well, let's just try the dirt. And, of course, he found gold. He hasn't been beaten since being moved to the dirt. And really, quite honestly, Buzzy, he hasn't even been challenged. Broke his maiden over a sloppy track at Churchill by five. Came back, won the LeCompte here at Fairgrounds by four. Won the Risen Star by two and a quarter, but could have done it. You know, he just was wrapped up and really was in cruise control at the end of that one. So, you know, War of Will now, with last weekend's races kind of turning out the way they did, War of Will is the number two rated in the press box derby rankings. And, you know, he's kind of just been flawless on the dirt, Buzzy.
Well, and this is kind of the time that you want it to be like that. Who do you see in here that might be able to make a run at it?
Well, there's two or three horses that I think that people are, or the connections hope they can make a run at him. One of them is Country House. Country House is a three-year-old looking at Lucky Colt, trained by Bill Mott. Came over from Gulfstream to run in the Risen Star, ran second, well beaten, easily beaten in that race. I think a lot of people said he could have won it if he had not run so greenly in the stretch, kind of ducking and weaving, maybe even kind of looking at some shadows on the racetrack that day. I don't see it. I don't see the horse having made, I think they could run around there again and he wouldn't have passed War of Will. That being said, the horse has improved enough to warrant a second shot in here today. I'm going to bet against Country House. I think there's some other value in the race underneath War of Will or in boxing with War of Will. And I think those there's three horses all on the rail, from the rail out, or the first four from the rail out, that all could kind of fall into that category.
Okay. All right. So how are you going to play it? That's the question, right? I mean, I like right. all this stuff, right? But how are you going to play it?
Well, you got Keith DeSarmo bringing in Sueno. Sueno ran on February the 18th in the Southwest Stakes, ran second to Super Steed. Super Steed is subsequently out of the Derby or the Triple Crown lead up races to the Derby. But in the Southwest, he ran second. He beat a horse in there and beat him pretty convincingly by the name of Long Range Toddy. If you'll remember, Buzzy, Long Range Toddy won one of the divisions of the Rebel Stakes last
right.
weekend, beating Improbable. So you've got to like Sueno. I think he's 8-1 morning line. I think they were betting down, well down off of that number. But I got to use Sueno, considering who he ran against and how he ran in the last four starts. He's had two wins, two seconds. Really, he ran second to Gunmetal Gray, and a lot of people like Gunmetal Gray, including
yep.
me. And I think, you know, he's got a shot. But there's in this first on the rail, Royland, trained by Tom Amos. Tom Amos, a native of New Orleans, one of the best trainers in the world, really, and has never won the Louisiana Derby. This is a deep
wow.
closer. I don't know if Royland has the finishing kick in this particular race. I think he could be second. He was third in against War of Will in the Risen Star. So Tom Amos got a little personal, push there along with Royland. To his immediate outside, Buzzy, there's a horse named Lemonscape. Easy for me to say. Lemonscape.
Yes.
Trained by Kenny McPeak. He just broke his maiden over the turf. Don't know if he's got what it takes in here, but it's really interesting. He's Florida bred. I mean, maybe you throw him in underneath as a big long shot. But then there's a horse by the name of Lemonite. He's trained by Steve Asmussen. Ran in the Risen Star. Didn't run that well, but he was steadied at the 3/16 pole. So I think you can use Lemonite, Sueno, and the number one horse, Roiland, underneath and maybe even on top a little bit of War of Will. I just think War of Will is much, much the best.
Okay, so all of Gene's picks for the weekend, you can find them right at thepressboxlts.com. All the information on the Louisville Thoroughbred Society as well. And our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland's, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a great weekend. As always, may the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. Keep that bouncing ball rolling all the way through March and keep our beloved Wildcats doing well. Maybe scatter a little of that get-well luck over PJ's foot and get him back on the
court. There you go. All right. Thanks, Gene.